This is KCUR 89.3. Political protesters from both sides of the political spectrum are expected to be out again tomorrow in downtown Kansas City, and there will likely be another group there as well, heavily armed civilians dressed for combat. As KCUR's Frank Morris reports, the militia has taken a serious interest in protests, and its involvement is causing quite a stir.
A social justice protest in Mill Creek Park near the Country Club Plaza last month drew several hundred people, but many seemed distracted. Will Jones, for instance, kept looking nervously over his shoulder towards a couple dozen people in camo, armed with guns, knives, and bulletproof vests, watching from the perimeter.
Well, I'm just looking at the white supremacists, whoever they are up there with their guns. You know, I'm just curious what they're up to and just glancing at everyone once in a while.
It was Jones' first brush with the Missouri Three Percenters militia. The name comes from the legend that only 3% of the population actually fought in the Revolutionary War. But to Amanda Veen, another protester, they looked more like an invading army.
Well, they came with guns, so I came with a baseball bat. If they attack us, I mean, we have to do something. I'm not just going to sit by and let it happen.
But militia leaders insist that they're not out for trouble.
We stand for anybody's right, First Amendment right. We weren't there to counter-protest. We just wanted to make sure that nobody got hurt.
Robert Malcolm is state spokesman for the Missouri Three Percenters, and he wants it understood that the militia is not siding with white supremacists. In fact, he says racism in his militia is strictly forbidden.
By law number 5, our brothers and sisters are of all races, colors, and creeds. Any comments or actions of a racial tone are made, the violator shall be expelled from the group and blocked from ever joining again.
Malcolm says just this year he kicked a guy out for breaking bylaw number 5. Now, there's nothing stopping wannabes from just dressing up and playing militia, and there's lots of little militia groups, so it's messy. But as a rule, real members of organized right-wing militias tend to have a few things in common. Most are big on guns, prepping, and a strict interpretation of the Constitution. A lot of them take a dim view of Muslims, and they do not like Nazis.
No, that's true. We stand against the alt-right just as much as we stand against the alt-left, I guess you could call it.
And historically, militias haven't been all that political. They mostly kept to themselves, training in the woods and such. This being out in the public at protests is a fairly new thing. And Malcolm says it's all about free speech.
The First Amendment is more in peril than at any time in our existence as a nation.
And as far as Malcolm is concerned, that existential threat to one of our fundamental freedoms comes chiefly from a small group of protesters on the left.
Antifa makes it quite clear the only opinion is their opinion, and they will protest and get violent if they have to keep you from voicing your own opinion.
But some see the militia as menacing free speech. A Kansas City area teenager named Andy initiated the recent rally in Mill Creek Park. And Andy, who doesn't want her last name used, says the militia presence there felt ominous.
It was definitely very intimidating, very brooding. It wasn't a, wow, I feel really protected by these people being here. It was a, I really hope they don't shoot me.
That fear sparked calls to prohibit weapons at demonstrations. But Kansas City Mayor Sly James says the city's hands are tied.
Well, first of all, you can't say no guns at protests because it's a Second Amendment right, and the state of Missouri has decided that anybody can have a gun at any time, damn near any place.
So you might as well get used to seeing armed militia at political rallies. But what are they really doing there? Professor Don Hyder-Markell at KU says it may have less to do with protecting or intimidating protesters and more to do with bolstering their own organizations.
A new lease on life, for sure, for militia groups.
Hyder-Markell says Trump's victory hurt the militias. Many saw Obama as a peril to democracy. With him and Clinton out of the way, there was little to mobilize against. Then came the post-election protests. A little vandalism, fights, few burning cars. Hyder-Markell says they've been a tonic for the militia movement.
It sort of feeds into the arguments like the militia groups, the NRA, the current administration is trying to make that this left is dangerous.
There is a problem, though. Hyder-Markell says that when militias show up at protests, the public tends to lump them in with white supremacists.
I think it is a risky strategy for them, especially since they have struggled consistently to get rid of this label that they're just sort of recreated Klansmen and neo-Nazis.
Heider Markel says real militia members have done a pretty good job at staying neutral so far. But that doesn't ease the minds of protesters, who tend to see the militia as doing more to provoke tension than to keep the peace. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.